SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
What do you do with electronic items at home that have reached the end of their life cycle?
We accept all brands and types of mobile phones, plus chargers, accessories, modems, wearables and smart home devices.
Across Australia, there is a ban on the disposal of e-waste in landfills. This means you can't throw TVs, computers, mobile phones, batteries, smart devices and anything that can be plugged into your regular bin. However, there are pathways for all these products to be recycled.
Council areas have the facilities for residents to drop off those pieces of equipment.
Welcome to this episode of Australia Explained. I'm your host, Maram Smail. Today, we explore the free options for disposing of unwanted electronic items and batteries. Australians appear to be heavy consumers of electronic items, as evidenced by the amount of e-waste generated in the country. The term e-waste implies that these items have no value. However, aside from the hazardous substances, used electronic products contain valuable materials, such as metals, which can be reused if appropriately recycled. According to the most recent National Waste Report available, prepared for the Department of Climate Change, Energy, the Environment and Water, Australia produced around 531,000 tons of e-waste in the period of 2020 to 2021. Rebecca Gilling is the CEO of Planet Ark. She puts this number into perspective.
That means the average Australian produced in excess of 20 kilos per capita. Now, that's far in excess of the global average of around 7 kilos per capita. About 54% of that was sent for recycling, and of that, around 35% of those materials were actually recovered.
E-waste can encompass many products, including anything plugged in and more, from toasters to solar panels. There are several reasons why these don't fit in our curbside recycling bin. Beyond environmental concerns, there are safety reasons too. It only takes something as small as a battery to spark a fire in waste facilities. Ms. Gilling explains how to dispose of batteries safely in designated locations.
We give that advice to people when they are recycling batteries, and we now have quite a few drop-off locations for battery recycling in major supermarkets and elsewhere. We do encourage people to put a bit of sticky tape over the terminals, which will help to avoid them sparking with one another and causing fires.
It's estimated that 90% of Australia's used batteries end up in landfills, leaking toxic materials into the environment. However, 95% of battery components can be recycled into new products when disposed of correctly. State and territory authorities have partnered with B-Cycle, a national government-backed scheme, with established drop-off points for used household batteries at community recycling centres and major retail outlets. However, not all batteries are eligible for the B-Cycle recycling programme. Larger ones, such as car and lithium-ion batteries, require different handling. Lithium-ion batteries are commonly used in electric bikes and scooters. Tianima, a distinguished professor at RMIT University's School of Science, says lithium-ion batteries are used in more everyday devices than we may imagine.
From small ones to large ones, smaller ones like portable electronics, like smartphones, laptops, tablets, and digital cameras, and larger ones like EVs, electric vehicles, cars, motorcycles, and even larger ones are energy storage, such as for the grid energy storage in the solar farm.
Professor Ma says the number one risk with lithium-ion batteries is fire, as lithium is a highly explosive metal. Safety measures are crucial, from storage to handling and disposal of a damaged lithium-ion battery.
So store the lithium-ion battery in a cool, dry place and in a non-conductive container to prevent the short circuit of the battery. So always recycle lithium-ion battery at a specific collection site. And third thing I would say is how to handle the damaged battery. So if a lithium-ion battery is damaged, handle it with care, place it in a fireproof container, and take it to a professional recycling or disposal facility, ASAP. And many electronic stores and local waste management services offer battery recycling services.
Across Australia, several product stewardship schemes exist for recycling electronic devices such as TVs, computers, mobile phones, and their accessories. Essentially, manufacturers and importers of those products must pay for their recycling. Planet Ark's Rebecca Gilling explains how the National Television and Computer Recycling Scheme allows you to drop off your old TV and computer for free for recycling.
That is a scheme that has been running since 2011, and it really involves people dropping off those used televisions and computers and computer parts, accessories, usually at their local council resource recovery centre. Virtually all council areas have the facilities for residents to drop off those pieces of equipment that will go off to a number of network operators who have recycling processes in place to deal with them.
Ms. Gilling explains that the scheme guarantees that all data is removed from computer devices when dropped off before they reach the next processing stage. The same applies to mobile phones recycled under the government-accredited Mobile Master Product Stewardship Program. Louise Highland is the CEO of the Australian Mobile Telecommunication Association, the peak body running the industry-led recycling program. She explains the best practice for upgrading your mobile phone and recycling your old one.
Everyone, when they upgrade their phone, they want to make sure that they transfer their data to the new device. So we encourage people to transfer their data and then wipe the data from their old phone before recycling. That just means that you don't lose your data. So whether you have an iOS phone or an Android phone, we have instructions on our website that guide people on how to remove the data. But even if you don't, once people drop off their phones, the whole phone is recycled, the data is destroyed, the whole mobile phone is destroyed.
Phone accessories and related devices are also accepted for recycling under the program, which offers free drop-off and postal options.
We accept all brands and types of mobile phones, bus chargers, accessories, modems, wearables, and smart home devices. And it's completely free to recycle a phone through Mobile Muster, either through one of our 3,000 collection sites across the country, and you can simply go onto our website, mobilemuster.com.au, and put in your postcode, or you can request a free prepaid post bag option.
Mobile phone batteries are recycled through Mobile Muster if they remain within the device. Otherwise, expired batteries should be recycled through the battery-specific B-cycle program, Louise Highland explains. For any electronic device or any other type of household item no longer in use, you can find the appropriate recycling option and your nearest drop-off location on the Planet Ark website by visiting recyclingnearyou.com.au. Ms. Gilling again.
People can go there, just put in their postcode and select the material or the item from the drop-down list, and they will find all the drop-off locations in their local area. So it's a terrific resource, not just for e-waste, but for all other types of materials that they might want to either find recycling solutions for or even reuse solutions.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained. Written and produced by Zoe Thomedo, hosted by me, Maram Smail. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian.
This was an SBS Audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.